With your daily roundup of music news, I'm Tyler Pratt, and this is your soundcheck. Funk pioneer George Clinton is currently in the process of putting his life in print. The 72-year-old Parliament and Funkadelic founder is working on a memoir that will take readers through almost 60 years of his experience in the music industry. Clinton also promises to discuss his struggles with addiction, as well as details of his legal battles to reclaim allegedly stolen copyrights early in his career. The still-entitled memoir is due out in the spring of 2014. The Lizard King is now, scientifically, a real king of lizards. As a play on the late Jim Morrison's nickname, one of the largest lizards ever known has been named Babaturex morrisoni. The fossils of a 40-million-year-old, 6-foot, 60-pound lizard were uncovered by a Doors-loving paleontologist who said the name just makes sense. Morrison now joins the ranks of musical icons like James Brown, Bob Marley, and Frank Zappa, whose names have inspired the naming of a species. Divine Fits, led by Austinite and Spoon frontman Britt Daniel, have just dropped two new tracks. The songs, Chained to Love and Ain't That the Way, are part of a new 12-inch due out in July. The band also heads out on tour this summer with final stops in Austin at ACL Fest. Both songs are available on iTunes, and you can see their live debut from Conan's Late Night Show on his website. In Austin, I'm Tyler Pratt.
But what do I know? I'm a diamond now.